Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're moving on to the eighth Perek of Maseches Chulin. We are up to Perek Kol HaBasar, Perek Ches. So says the Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Asa L'Vashel B'Chalav. You're not allowed to cook any kind of meat with milk, Chutz B'Besar Dagum V'Chagavim, except for the meat of fish or grasshoppers. That does not have a din of meat. It's not fleshed. V'Asa L'Alosa M'Gavina L'Shulchan, Mid Rabbanin. You're not even allowed to put meat on the table together with cheese, Chutz B'Besar Dagum V'Chagavim, unless it's meat of fish or grasshoppers that are not considered halachically meat. And a third din about dagim v'chagavim is that if you took a neder from basar, you're allowed to eat dagim v'chagavim. The meat of the bird could be put on the table, but cannot be eaten together with the cheese. According to Beisham, Beisil says even bird meat cannot even be put on the table with the cheese. Amar Rabbi Yossi Zuma Kol Beisham Rechum Beisil. This is one of the chumras of Beisil. Beis Shulchan. What type of table they say putting meat and cheese together on it is aser? Only the shulchan that you're eating on. The shulchan shesodra lov is tafshil, but the counter in the kitchen where you prepare the meal, no things besides zevein choshes. You can have them next to each other. You don't have to worry about anything. Mishnah base. So the basar gvina b'mit pachas achas. You could put meat and cheese wrapped together in one cloth. Virtually nogin zebes as long as they're not touching each other. I'm shemugam liel omer shnei achsina in ochlan al shulchan echad zeb basar zeb gvina vein choshen. You could have two guests in at a hotel that are one of them is eating meat, the other one's eating cheese, and you don't have to worry that they're going to mix their foods with one another. So let's review what we learned today in Parakhas Mishnah Aleph. We said three things about Bisar Dagim Chagavim. Number one, that you're allowed to cook it with milk, and number two, you're allowed to put it on the table with cheese, and number three, if you took a neder from Basar, it is not included. And we had a machlokas about Basar Oaf going on the same table as cheese, and this was one of the coolest of who allows it in the Chumrah of Beis Hillel. And whenever we talk about going on the same Shulchan being an issue, that's only a Shulchan that you eat on, not a Shulchan that you prepare on. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that you could wrap meat and cheese in the same napkin, as long as they don't touch each other. And Mishum Gamliel said that if two guests are eating at the same inn, one of them is eating meat, one of them is eating cheese, that is not a problem. Next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Gimel.